My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Damn right, we're starting in the loop. Sports Radio 610, myself, Reginald Atitula, John Lopez, and Figgy Fig here with you. Oh, with the grimy vines on a Tuesday. It's game week, y'all.
Yeah.
It's game week, y'all. We are ready or gearing up for week one versus the Indianapolis Colts, your Texans, getting the season started with a familiar foe. And, I mean, just in general over the course of the season, look, the buildup has been so much excitement. It's been buildup in the truest sense of the word. Because I know that we've been excited. I know that the football world has been excited. Sean was just talking about it earlier, about the idea that you were hard-pressed to find somebody that had negative things to say about this Texans team heading in. But with that being the case, right, like with all the excitement, I think that we still want to see year over year the improvement that this Texans team can make. So obviously get involved with the program. I realize I should say that. 713-572-4610 is the text line. The Odyssey app's open. And the Twitch and YouTube also available in front of my face. But Lopez, you have five things that the Texans need to be better at this year.
Yeah, I do.
In order to reach their expectations.
Yeah, and listen, man, game week is here. We're playing football in the NFL day after tomorrow, boys and girls.
Yeah, man.
Day after tomorrow, we will be playing football. It's time to get excited. The what ifs and the hypes. The hyping of everything is over. Now we're in the meat of the football.
I don't know. I feel like I can hype a little.
Oh,
more.
We're going to hype the game. We're going to hype week one,
yeah,
and
don't
all
take
that
hype away from
no,
me.
God, no, okay. Not at all. But I'm looking at. All right, so it begins now, right? And it begins on Sunday in Indianapolis. Terrific start to the season. They're going to have a long memory in Indianapolis about what happened last time the Texans were there. But all right, so we've been talking this whole time. All right, so the team last year was a surprise, and now it is an expected thing. And Tank Dell talked about that.
He sure did. In fact, we'll get into that a little bit more. Should we go ahead and play something?
Let's play that, because I think it sets up what we're going to talk about here, the five areas where the Texans need to improve to get where they need to get.
All right, so I'll get that to you, and just letting you know, later on in the program, we will circle back at one, and just because Tank Dell was on the Pivot podcast.
Yeah.
Ryan Clark and then Fred Taylor, also Channing Crowder. And I thought that he was fantastic in that. So I do want to revisit some of the things that he talked about during camp. But in the course of that conversation, he was talking about the idea of, hey, there's a lot of positivity. There's a shift in expectations for this team. And I think he came up with a pretty interesting motto here.
I feel like now, like last year was, let's prove everybody wrong. And now this year is like, let's prove everybody right. Like last year, everybody was, oh, y'all can't do this. Y'all not going to do this. Y'all don't have enough talent. Like, people ain't, like, before this year, like, people ain't think Nico Collins was a star. Nico Collins came on the scene. Not everybody know, like, he's the number one receiver. And that's just the conversations. Like, now it's like, all right, everybody, like, we know what y'all got. We know y'all can be this good. You got this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy, yada, yada. So it's now it's like, all right, let's prove them right. Like, since they think we could be this good, let's show them we could be this good. So I felt like then the conversation now, like, every day, we harping on Super Bowl, like not only just to get to the Super Bowl, but win the Super Bowl. And that's just our mindset.
Haven't heard it quite put like that before, and it's a great way to put it. Last year, we tried to prove everybody wrong. This year, we're going to try to prove everybody
it's
right.
It's so succinct. Like, it's great. He's got a writer's mentality.
It's great.
Here.
Yeah.
I like that, man. Let's give him a column or something.
Yeah, he can have a column, no doubt. So here are the five areas, all right?
Okay, let's do it.
So now you got to prove that you are that. I think four of these, you can go a long way on Sunday to prove that the people right. The fifth one, I'll save that one, I think could be open for interpretation. But you've mentioned this could be a turnover team. You have a gut feeling.
Yeah.
You have some analysis or some thoughts on this could be a turnover team. Last year, they ranked 15th in the NFL in turnovers. Just smack in the middle of the pack.
Yeah.
So if they can start forcing some turnovers, then all of a sudden you can start to prove people right, and they have the team to do it. So that's one right there.
Yeah, and the reason why is that we've seen during camp, like, the ball skills and the awareness of these defensive backs with another year under their belts, right, in the system. I think that they have the opportunity to get into the place where they can take the ball away, right? We've seen that with Stingley. I mean, obviously, it doesn't hurt seeing the five turnover game against the Giants in the preseason. And, of course, with the relevant and the necessary disclaimer of it's the preseason, right? You're going against Daniel Jones, who was basically putting it in people's pockets, right? However, right, you saw the awareness there. And, I mean, we've talked to various players that have said, like, that's obviously as a focus for this defense. But then you have Kamari Lassiter across from Stingley. Stingley is getting to that place where he's almost no-fly zone type corner. So if you do throw it over there, we know the talent that he has. And then Kamari Lassiter has shown an awareness to, have his hands in the right place, per time, be in the right spot. And that'll create opportunities for PBUs, pass breakups, but it'll also hopefully create opportunities to maybe catch the football and maybe go the other way.
So let's go there. So forced fumbles, they were 15th in the NFL last year. You want to prove everybody right? Do better than that.
Okay.
Interceptions, what you just referenced, the Kamari Lassiter and Derek Stingley. Last year,
they were
16th.
When it comes to interceptions?
16th in interceptions.
Just middle of the road all the way around.
Yeah,
huh?
you want to prove everybody right? Do better than that, and you just referenced that. Here's another one. Sacks, 15th in the NFL last year.
I'm interested to see if that actually goes up. And that feels kind of wild to say because you intentionally added value. Mm-hmm. You invested in the front line, right? You upgrade from Grenard to Danielle Hunter, right? Mm-hmm. You bring in Denico Autry, who is a guy who gets upfield in the middle of that defensive line. But this defense is not going to blitz a ton. We know that, right? So this is going to be getting pressure with four.
Yeah.
Right? And so how much is that sack production actually going to elevate? Even if it does, is it going to do so by a large margin? That's something that I'm still interested in seeing. So, like, you're getting better in talent. Don't get me wrong. And I don't want to, like, downplay that. But I don't know how much this team is going to go towards applying additional pressure by sending extra guys or even something that we saw last night, and this is college football, but in that Florida State BC game, I believe it was BC like doing a whole bunch of simulated pressure, and that's something that we're seeing a lot more in modern iterations of football, where teams have four and they send four, but they're not the four that you expect, so that they create a little bit of havoc for that offensive line.
Six or seven on the line,
right?
Yeah.
I don't even know how much this team will do that, so I'm interested to see if that is something that can go up. But if they do, oh boy, yeah, that'll be impressive. Yeah.
If you want to prove them right.
That's right.
You do. And you didn't mention Will Anderson. He's on the other end.
That's true. My bad.
And then, no.
Mr. 110,000 himself.
No. And then you say they don't blitz a lot. While I don't disagree, I think we'll see Jalen Petrie in a certain role occasion, coming off the edge, and then somebody picking up the guy off the slot or the back out of the backfield or something like that. Again, the theme here is, all right, And Tank Dell said it. Prove him right. Okay, you got to do better than 15th in forced fumbles, better than 16th in interceptions, better than 15th in sacks. And then there's this red zone defense. Boy, you're going to get this test.
Yeah, man.
Boy, you're going to get this test. Jonathan Taylor's going to be coming at you, and they're going to be in the red zone. Anthony Richardson, with the quarterback keeper, is going to be coming at you if they get the ball in the red zone. You gave up touchdowns on 52%. Of red zone trips last year. They didn't give up a lot of points. It was kind of a weird statistical sort of weirdness there, because I think they were pretty high in points per game. I want to say ninth or 10th in the NFL, in total points per game that they gave up. but they gave up 52% in the red zone. That means that
When teams got there,
yeah,
more often than not, they were going to score a touchdown there.
Yeah, and so that's four of them. Now, here's the one that's interesting, because they were...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Before we move on to that, I do want to sit in that, because that is the one that I think is a place that I'm really looking at, right? Mm-hmm. Some of these other ones, hopeful or not, or kind of doubtful in the ways of like the sacks on whether those things see an uptick. The red zone defense is going to be the one that I think is going to be the more complex of those, mm-hmm. right? Because that involves a whole bunch of different things, right? And then I think that this is where linebacker play is going to be super important, right? Making sure that they read the right situations, because linebackers are the ones I think that are in the toughest situation, mm-hmm. right? Like, trying to traverse the entirety of that field as teams are going to use the length of the field, while also, you know, having to police the middle and mm-hmm. then having to fill those run lanes really quickly, because if you don't, that's a half a yard or a yard of steam that you're allowing a running back to get. And then if they're putting that helmet into your chest or what have you, mm-hmm. are they able to get some space?
Hell, defensive tackles.
Yeah, the defensive tackle is also huge.
In the red zone.
That is a great point, because that is a place that you needed to upgrade. You tried to, right? You're making adjustments there. Mm-hmm. How well do they stand up? The likes of Fatu Kasi and Edwards, and then, of course, Autry when he comes back. Yeah. And then all the other rotational pieces. Yeah, that's going to be super important. And clearly that's going to be huge, right? Turning sevens into threes is a big deal when it comes to defenses. Those are the margins that that take you from good to great,
I'm sure.
So
prove it right. Prove it right. And then there's this one, which, depending on what we see and what you think of Anthony Richardson, this is one where it ties in with the interceptions and it ties in with Kamari Lassiter and Derek Stingley, as you mentioned, pass defense. I didn't even really, I mean, I knew they needed some help here and there, but they had some good play. Steven Nelson and obviously Derek Stingley came on. Now they were weak up the middle at safety, and we talked about Petrie a lot last year. But pass defense, the Texans ranked 23rd in pass defense. Remember the quarterbacks they're going to face this year?
Is that yards? Is that straight up yards?
I think that was yards per catch. No, it was straight up yards. Straight up yards. Okay. Ranked 23rd in pass defense. So not only do you need to improve that, you need to improve it against a who's who of quarterbacks.
Yeah, you're gonna see a lot of really good quarterbacks. It's one of those things that we mm-hmm. talked about in the offseason leading into this year, is the idea of your first place schedule, right? Yeah. And teams are going to try and attack you. And of course the internet doing the thing that the internet does when you immediately want a stat. I wanted to go to like more advanced stats, because yards can be a little bit of a fickle tricky thing to use, because mm-hmm. there are some situations where you are absolutely okay with giving up yards as opposed to giving up, you know, touchdowns or what have you, right? Bend not break situations. I kind of want to see what the advanced statistics are, but either way, right? Yeah. Being bottom third passing wise is not what you want necessarily. Mm-hmm. Well, not even necessarily. It's not what you want at all. I feel better about that, but I also recognize the idea or the places in which hey, man, there are some unprovens, right? You're starting two rookies when it comes to your defensive secondary, right? And, of course, those two rookies, I'm also giving a little bit of a bump to try and help you get some turnovers. But just being more solid, being stable, making sure that your assignments are squared away, like just being accountable in that way, I think is going to be super important. And, yeah, you're right. That needs to improve. And the thing I will ask you is, like, what is the amount of improvement that is considered success when it comes to pass defense?
Well, the thing is, like, all five of these things, I'll answer that with all five of these points, because these categories, because we're talking about, you're in a different neighborhood now, you know, you're you know, and you, we just heard Tank Dell talking about it. Like, if it's, it, you don't want to be, okay, cool, that's a cute team that can make the playoffs. No, that's not what we're, that's not what the Texans are in business for anymore. You know, they're in business for beyond the playoffs, to get to an AFC championship game, perhaps beyond. So that's where this separates you. Like, it's cool. Like, the Texans had a good defense last year. They were good. They were really good against the run. Obviously, we know what they did offensively. They were really good. But most of these are defensive type categories that separate the teams like the Texans were last year.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs and some of the Niners and some of the teams that are truly, even the Lions, that are truly in the mix for winning it all. It's like, you got to stop people in the red zone if you're going to be a championship type team. You got to create turnovers if you're going to be a championship team. You've got to be able to come up with a big play in the secondary if you're going to be a championship team. And those are the things where they were mediocre, you know, last year. So, like, it's not like, hey, they're going to stink. No, what we're saying is, if you want to be that team, this is where you got to get better.
Absolutely. And look, I went to my favorite sites for looking at some of the advanced metrics, success rate when it comes to the defense, and then also EPA when it comes to dropbacks. And yeah, those are also similar, where you're looking at, you know, 20th, just on the brink of that bottom third of the league when it comes to the expected points added for a team when they're dropping back against this defense last year. And then success rate. How many times does a team have a successful play? That you're about, you know, 17th, 19th, just on the bottom half of the league. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, you need to be above average in those places. And so, yeah, I'm interested in seeing how that changes. And this is going to be a real tough week, because Shane Steichen, I lean to him more than Anthony Richardson himself.
Yeah.
But Shane Steichen is very good at drawing up plays, and more importantly, drawing up plays at the right time. Mm-hmm. I think that he has a great play calling awareness in that way. They're going to challenge D'Amico Ryans, Matt Burke, and the entirety of this defense in the way that they have to cover. Mm-hmm. And so, this will be a good first step in trying to see if this defense is up to the challenge of not just being a good defense, but being a great defense, one that, or like, being a good enough defense to make it a great team, I guess is the proper way to say it. Because that's ultimately what we're looking for here.
Yeah, because all these things you can get by. You know, you can be a good playoff team.
Because there's going to be pressure that the offense applies.
We're not talking about that anymore. Like, ask any Texans fan listening to us, you can get in on this, 713-572-4610, of course, on YouTube and Twitch. Like, if you just heard Ross Tucker on the morning show.
Sure did.
You've heard consistently national pundits talking about this Texans. They're talking about championships, AFC and beyond. Fans are talking about championships. If you asked fans and those guys, hey, if the Texans have the identical season, forget how tough the schedule is, but if they have the identical season as last year, would you be a little disappointed? I think the answer would be yes.
Yeah, expectations have risen. And so it's kind of interesting that the things that we feel like need to improve for this team to take that next step are all defensive. I think we could all probably could have assumed that just off top, but seeing it laid out in the way that you did is really interesting. So week one is where it starts, right? Yeah, and there are some challenges.
It's exciting.
Some particular challenges when you talk about Jonathan Taylor, Anthony Richardson, who we'll get to some audio, but it seems like in various places the team knows also, hey man, that's a dude that you have to contend with if he's playing at his best. And so, yeah, really, really interested in seeing what it looks like. But we've got the rest of the week to get ourselves ready for week one at Indy for the Texans starting the 2024 NFL season. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us here in Loop Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go to a revelation that we had over the Labor Day weekend in baseball. Kyle Tucker had a fractured shin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What did you say, Figgy?
Not just a contusion.
Oh, word.
Yeah. What did the Astros know, and when did the team know it? And why does the team do this? We'll talk about that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing.
He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.